Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
Where is Goodfellow? He hasn't returned and the Wild Hunt is only days away.
We have not seen the pack.
Of course not. You see nothing. You don't have a head.
We have mastered the power of echolocation. We can feel the vibrations in the air, in the ground.
Vodan, I can seek out Robin. Wherever he cowers, I shall find him.
Where is he? Where should the Master of Shadow search?
No, are you addressing me? I suppose that's a yes. I have no idea where Robin Goodfellow is.
How is that possible?
We've discussed the blind spots before. It seems we found another.
My lord, I cannot understand what you ask. Command me, and I shall obey.
It is not our place to understand His Majesty. If he seems to speak in riddles, it is because we are not worthy of understanding.
Yes, fine. Go and find him. Check his alley, and then seek out McKenna Thorne and her allies.
Surely a halfling could not best one of us. We are the pure and true hidden.
This halfling has already bested the hidden, repeatedly. You continue to underestimate her at your peril. Perhaps that is what happened to Robin Goodfellow.
We shall find him, Lord Vodan.
The anthropophagi shall not fail. So spake Vodan.
Another blind spot? These occur more frequently as the Wild Hunt nears. She is doing this, isn't she?
If she could control it, I think she'd probably be more strategic about it. Less random, don't you think?
My victory does not lie in guessing, you disembodied head. The hunt was prevented last time. In countless iterations, this has never happened. If it fails again...
It won't.
You've seen this?
Oh, no. But I really just don't want to talk about it anymore, so I figured I'd make you feel better.
Do you know what happens to you if we let the timeline play out in its entirety?
I know what happens to you.
As does anyone with Wikipedia. But what happens to you, Mimir? You exist solely as a part of me now. You think my death would free you, or leave you trapped in nothingness, not in slumber, awake, forever. Bored.
Honestly, I could use a break.
I hear your hesitation. We have existed for most of time, you and I. As tired as you may be, the thought of ceasing to exist terrifies you.
How would you know?
How do you think it makes me feel?
Everything ends. Even the reigns of kings, even gods. Very soon, many things will end.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Alexander Chilton, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Episode 19, Ms. Robot. Written by Chris Burnside. Directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Jacob Anderson, Zach Brown, and Aaron Eckhout Lopez.
Thomas, I know your deep-seated need to clean can be overpowering. But that metal disc is the only circle in Sam's house that isn't in the basement. If you move it, McKenna won't know where it is to step sideways back here.
You're right. McKenna shouldn't have to see Robin when she comes back. I just need to do something. Stay occupied.
He has used up every baking ingredient in the house.
And we've frozen 2 batches of muffins because we can't eat them all alongside the cookies and cake.
Right, I get it. I need a more sustainable hobby. Does anyone have a good book?
Oh, I have a bunch back at my place. But we'll need to wait for Mac and Shaylee unless you want to drive over there yourself.
No one leaves. Robin Goodfellow is locked up in the basement. Nyssa is being hunted by the Cult of Vodon. Likely the Old Ones are seeking us now. We stay together in hope they do not know about Sam's house.
Maybe Sam has a book somewhere.
She's got some metalworking manuals in the basement, if you're looking to put a few skill points in weaponsmithing.
I've had it with weapons and violence. Maybe just an issue of Cosmo.
Do you know your girlfriend at all?
Good point.
Stop bantering. We must remain vigilant. We will stay in this room until enemy strike or McKenna returns.
Hey, Nyssa. How fast can they deliver a Nintendo Switch if I order one right now?
Depends on how much money you want to spend.
Oh, cool. Shaylee gave me her credit card.
Really?
Yeah. I had to order... stuff for, you know.
We don't need to talk about it, Alfie.
I'm not. Note the complete lack of anything resembling talking about it.
All of you are very bad at remaining vigilant.
Well, that's why you're here. Everyone has a role to play.
Yes, but apparently some of our roles are for the other team.
Stop it.
You're not the one destined to kick off the end of the world.
No, I'm the useless idiot who lost everyone in the last year.
We're still here, Alfie. You didn't lose everyone. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Well, I'd still take useless over only being useful to the bad guys.
Hey, everybody.
Where's McKenna?
These metal discs you made are only big enough for one person, Thomas. We're back.
With good news, I hope.
Well, we have a plan.
All right. Lay it on us. I think we're desperate enough to try just about anything.
Vodon is not unstoppable. We know this because he was stopped once before, in this timeline.
By the Magister.
The Magister is dead. And he has no living heirs to his memories. But based on what Robin said, we think the Magister wasn't alone when he took down Vodon.
Right. Liliana was there.
Which means that the memory showing how to beat Vodon was given to McKenna. And because I'm so helpful, I made you wall it off so you can't access it.
Something you needed to do in order to survive in the in-between. And to keep McKenna sane. Her mind can't handle thousands of years of memories.
So then what do we do with this if McKenna can't remember Liliana's memories?
Someone needs to go into her head and get them.
It's always magic, isn't it? Magic is the domain of the hidden, his domain. We must embrace our humanity to beat him. This isn't hidden magic, though.
See, I know this bloke who knows a bloke who knows a druid.
We did this before, when we saved Alfie. You want to use the same ritual to enter McKenna's head?
Aye.
No problem. Sam, Shaylee, and I have already done this. I'll call her and reassemble the Dungeons & Dragons squad.
I doubt Mac's mind will be Dungeons & Dragons.
No, Thomas. You and I can go along, but we're not the one who needs to do it.
I have no interest in wandering through your mind. No. It has to be Nyssa.
Huh?
It has to be you, Nyss.
No. No, I heard you. I just don't get it.
Someone has to figure out a way through the walls McKenna built. Someone who knows how to break down and slip through defenses.
You want me to hack a Mac?
Ms. Robot the shit out of this, Nyssa.
Is it really the same thing?
It's more than just the hacking part. Whoever gets through the walls will be subjected to millions of memories at once. They'll need to sort through them and bring back everything relevant.
Oh.
Your eidetic memory.
Yes, only Nyssa Sif's daughter can contain that much knowledge.
Hacking is one thing, but there's a big difference between 28 years of memories and thousands of years of memories. Are you sure it's safe?
No. But what choice do we have? Nyssa has a chance. None of the rest of us would.
If everyone thinks it's too risky, then we'll go back
I'll do it.
Are you sure, Nyss?
Thomas was right. Everyone has a role to play. This is mine. Mac, I'll go into your mind, find your fairy mom's memories, and bring back the way to stop a god. No one has ever said that exact sentence before, have they?
Not in the history of the world, I would guess.
Everybody who's going in, get ready. We already collected the things we need.
I'm going along to help Nyssa.
I'll go too. I've done this before, after all.
I'll go. Nyssa isn't doing this without me.
All right. McKenna, will you watch over us? Should only be a few minutes, but we'll be vulnerable. No harm will come to any of you before my final breath. Yep, suitably dramatic. Bring back a way to defeat him.
We will.
Our high school. In Conley.
It looks like it did when we went there. They've made some changes since then, but I don't see them.
It's Mac's mind. I doubt she's ever been back to see the new vestibule. She wouldn't know what it looks like.
Why would her mind be high school? Didn't she hate high school?
She really did.
Well, in Alfie's mind, we had to deal with some stuff he didn't want to face. Maybe it's the same for McKenna.
True. So, let's solve the puzzle. We're in a high school. An empty high school. Why isn't anyone else here?
McKenna Thorne to the principal's office. McKenna Thorne to the principal's office.
Sounds like Mac's in trouble with the principal. Who also sounds like Mac.
Do you hear that?
Wasn't there a troll in my mind that almost killed everyone? Maybe we should be ready.
Something's definitely coming. And fast.
Look, it's McKenna.
It's Goth McKenna from high school.
McKenna, wait. Where's she going?
And why is she goth?
Corsets and eyeliner.
We shouldn't let her get away. She might be the only one in this place. Yeah, there isn't supposed to be a wall in the middle of this hallway.
Where did she go? There's no way out other than the way we came in.
Do you think this is one of those walls that McKenna put up in her mind? The ones we're supposed to get past?
Gang?
What the hell?
It's time to play, Oh God, why do I remember this shit when I'm trying to go to sleep?
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, McKenna, and this is Oh God, why do I remember this shit when I'm trying to go to sleep? Let's welcome our contestants.
Does she mean us?
Tell everyone your names and a little about yourselves.
Is this thing on? Okay, I'll start. I'm Alfie. I'm from Conley. I'm an Aquarius.
Great, and who's with you today?
I'm Nyssa. I'm here to hack your mind and find your memories.
Good luck with that.
I'm Shaylee. Bit weirded out by this peppy version of you.
So am I.
McKenna, it's Thomas. I'm your brother.
Are you?
Just because we're not blood doesn't mean I'm not your brother. Hey, did you just turn off my mic?
Sorry, Thomas, but we have to get this game started. Today's category is things you'd really rather not think about ever again. Alfie, you'll start off for your team.
Yes.
Why are we on a game show?
A game show right in front of the first wall. This isn't entertainment. It's security. Mac had to build walls she couldn't knock down accidentally.
Alfie, what's your answer?
What?
To the category, things you'd really rather not think about ever again. 5 seconds on the clock.
Oh, shit. The fried chicken story.
Good answer. Do we have the fried chicken story? Oh, I'm sorry. That isn't one of the top five answers. But that's only your first strike.
The fried chicken story is your answer, Alfie. And also mine. But I think we have to answer for Mac. If this game show is a security system, it has to be things she'd rather not think about. So if we get her to think about them, the wall might come down.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'll go next.
Sorry, Thomas. It's Nyssa's turn now.
Right. Things you'd really rather not think about ever again. I'm sorry, Thomas. The deaths of your adoptive parents.
Show us the deaths of my adoptive parents! Yes! Number 4 on the list!
I suppose that makes it my turn. I'll stay on theme. Your guilt over Dane's death.
That sounds like a good strategy. If Nyssa's answer was right, why not this one? My guilt over Dane's death. Number 5. Great job. Thomas, now it's your turn.
Got it. So what's something you wish you could forget?
Thomas, just say it.
Well, I don't have to, Alfie.
If it's up there, one of us has to. And I can't.
I understand. My answer is What happened to Riley?
Are you sure you want to just keep naming people who've died because of me?
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds even more correct.
It's your funeral. Do we have? What happened to Riley? Hold on. The judges are conferring. The actual answer was the horrific murder of Riley Gallagher, but the judges have decided to accept your answer. That brings us back to Alfie.
I don't like this game.
Nobody does! That's why it's called, Oh God, why do I remember this shit when I'm trying to go to sleep?
You can do this, Alfie.
Do you really think you're allowed to work together?
I don't know. Are we?
Hell if I know, judges. You are allowed to help each other. Who would have thought?
Well, we've hit on the deaths.
Not all of them. What about Liliana?
I don't think McKenna cared about her enough. Not more than Dane or the Thorns.
Shaylee's right. Mac was grateful to Liliana. And I think her overall feelings about her are pretty conflicted, but not in a try-not-to-think-about-it way.
So then what? What else could... Oh, this is so obvious. Getting tricked by Vodon into giving him his eye?
Let's check the board. Ding, ding, ding! Number two! You're only missing one now, but it's the number one answer.
Great. No pressure. What could be worse than those other things?
God, I have no idea. Those are all really bad things.
We must be missing something then. Something so obvious we look right past it.
Well, we'd better hurry. She's about to say...
5 seconds.
Goddess, I don't fucking know. I can remember hundreds of little embarrassing things, but nothing that would chart above the deaths of loved ones.
We need an answer.
Hang on, I need to...
That was your second strike. Ugh. You need to get this right. Last chance.
The other answers were about parents, friends, the world. What else is there?
You, Shaylee. There's you.
I've got it.
Oh, I do too, unfortunately. You'll never know if I really love you or if I'm just drawn to your hidden nature.
Ooh, that's a good answer for the game is the number one answer. Shaylee doesn't actually love me, but I'll never be able to prove it. You win!
Where did the cameras go?
Okay, so we're back in the school. At least the wall is down.
And there's Goth McKenna.
Wait, Mac!
Shit, she turned the corner.
I would bet anything that there's another wall just around that corner.
While I appreciate the wisdom, Alfie, I really wish you hadn't been right.
Okay, so another game show?
Not quite, Shaylee.
Oh, no.
Vodon.
No, this can't be him. We're in Mac's mind. It's just a figment of her imagination. Like, literally.
Oh, Alfred, do you really think so? Do you really think that I'm not in her head?
You might get in her head in the figurative way, but you're not really in here.
Huh. I suppose I can't do this, then.
Shaylee, are you doing this?
Not according to Thomas.
Stop it!
Stop what? Lighting the magic that holds her together on fire? Well, surely a figment couldn't do that.
This doesn't make any sense. He can't be here.
I'm starting to do that.
What makes more sense? That I've pulled the strings from afar, or that I've always been in here, in her mind, steering everything? Well, how else do you think I've arranged the pieces so intricately?
Bullshit.
Shall I turn the heat up on Shaylee?
Vodon isn't here. This is Mac's fear that he's been controlling her from the beginning. If you were really Vodon, you wouldn't have just admitted that your intricate little game of chess was rigged.
Yeah, it makes you look less like a god and more like a con man.
And other than the last few years in America, con men aren't usually worshipped.
Well, hey now, he's just an evil god. No need to go that far.
It seems I'll need to prove it to you. McKenna!
Hi, everybody! Guess who's pulling my strings?
Thomas, when you went into my brain-damaged mind, was it this fucked up?
Well, you did turn into a troll and try to kill us, but you were never a wooden marionette on giant strings.
Somebody stop him! I'm starting to come apart!
And I'm guessing the jury's still out on what happens if we die here.
Vodon wants me to kill you, and he makes the rules!
Thomas, if Shaylee's down, you're the only one of us who can fight.
I'm not attacking McKenna in her own mind.
Well, I think she's going to attack us, so...
Hang on. We're still in the school hallway. Nyssa, what was Dave King's locker number?
153. Why?
He got in trouble for bringing a knife to school twice. Help Shaylee up.
Here.
Good thing Mac remembered that too.
Here she comes. Distract her.
Vodon pulls my strings. He controls me.
Mac, if Vodon were really controlling you, he wouldn't let you kill us.
Down, Thomas. Yeah.
I'm sorry, McKenna, but you're not a puppet. Vodon doesn't control you.
What the bloody hell was that? I felt like I was dying. Again, but longer.
I don't get it. It's not really Vodon, so how could he affect Shaylee like that?
No, it isn't Vodon. It's Mac. This is her mind. She built these defenses out of her insecurities and fears. And Mac is the one who holds Shaylee together with her own life force.
Oh.
Shaylee, you know McKenna wouldn't ever consciously hurt you.
I know. But McKenna's subconscious is a bitch.
If it's any consolation, my subconscious also tried to trick and murder you.
That's oddly comforting.
I think I heard the wall come down when you cut the marionette strings, Thomas. Let's go.
Yep, the wall's down, and there's Goth McKenna again.
Another wall. She can't get away anymore.
She looks so scared. We should approach slowly. Put her at ease.
Yeah, good idea.
McKenna, we're here to help. We're friends.
Ugh, you guys fucking suck. What?
Yeah, so you didn't know Mac in high school.
Yeah, this is definitely high school Mac.
I had a good thing going in here, and you ruined it.
Weren't you getting called to the principal's office?
Yeah, she calls, and I run away.
So you just spend every minute in your subconscious running away from yourself?
Yeah, and it was working great until the fucking narc squad showed up and took out my hiding spots.
You were hiding behind the walls she put up.
How else was I going to survive?
Those walls are pretty new. Where did you hide before they went up?
I didn't need to hide back then. Only since she doesn't need me anymore.
Need you?
Why wouldn't McKenna need herself?
Not entirely herself. This is Goth McKenna from high school. Practically a different person.
You're telling me.
And the walls went up within a few hours of finding out she was a halfling.
So halfling McKenna is hunting down Goth McKenna. Maybe she's just really embarrassed by the black nail polish.
Fuck off. I look great.
So the McKenna we know now thinks she doesn't need her old goth self. Her old human self.
Oh no. Because she still thinks it was never her life. That none of it mattered. Especially since she's so different now.
But that's wrong. She might be happier now. Well, sometimes. But she's still Mac. She's not a different person. This McKenna in front of us was necessary to have the McKenna we have now.
I'm so much better than her. She got soft and old.
Elfie's right. We're all a collection of our experiences. New and old, good and bad.
Goth and half-hidden person.
And you're always my sister. Then, now, and for the rest of our lives. Without who you were, you wouldn't have all of us. Your life wasn't fake, McKenna. You're not living someone else's life, and you're not being controlled. You are who you are, and your life is your own. It always has been.
Wow. You really mean it?
Losers!
How did you all put up with her like this?
I am having a major rose-colored glasses moment right now.
How do we get through to her?
You don't. But I know what you can do. Go fuck yourselves. The thing you can do is go fuck yourselves.
I've got it. She just needs to realize that her growing up to be the current McKenna is a good thing. Hey, Goth McKenna. You see this Irish woman right here? She's your future girlfriend.
My girlfriend?
I am.
I mean, I don't totally hate that idea.
And you get superpowers. You fight monsters and kick serious ass. Oh, Goth McKenna! You carry around a massive Grim Reaper scythe.
It would really go with your outfit, actually.
For real? You're not just, like, saying that?
We wouldn't lie to you. The scythe is pretty badass. Pardon my French.
I could get used to a scythe and superpowers. Not sure about the girlfriend, but you don't seem too awful.
Feels like high praise coming from you.
Growing up doesn't look so bad anymore, does it?
And current Gen Mac, you're taking back your destiny. You're in control, and you're going to win.
Don't take down the wall completely. We don't want Mac going into a memory coma.
Right. Goth McKenna, can you get me through the walls without knocking down the rest of them?
Fine. Whatever.
Hey, you sure about this, Nis?
I've got this. Super brain, remember?
Be careful in there, Nissa.
We'll wait here for you.
I'm ready. Let's go, Mac.
Powerful is the Cox Network. So powerful that one day the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
the Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Sarah Gellner, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Catherine Seaton. Lead writer Chris Burnside. Script editors Megan Burnside and Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Audio production, McKinney Botts, Chris Burnside, and Catherine Seaton. For more on The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.